halfway between the south and the west, you'd call a what?
Southwest wind.
Okay. From halfway between south and east?
Southeast.
Okay. Halfway between east and north?
Northeast.
Okay. How about north and west?
Northwest.
All right. Would you ever call it a southwester or a northeaster?
No.
Northwester. Have you ever heard those terms?
No.
Okay, I think that's just on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we call it.
Yeah. Never heard that.
Okay. Suppose it's raining, but it isn't raining very hard. There's just a few little drops coming down.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Sprinkling rain.
Okay. What do you call it when it's not really raining hard, but maybe you just had a downpour, but
mm-hmm.
it's letting up, but you know it's still raining. It isn't
mm-hmm.
quite as little as a sprinkler. What would you call it?
Steady rain.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What about if there's just enough rain or moisture coming down, so it sort of you know lays the dust and leaves everything kind of damp, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly really falling. You can't even see the little drops.
Mist.
Okay. What do you call it when you know it's like a cloud down ground?
Fog.
Okay. And on a day when you had it, you'd say it was a very
foggy.
Okay. What do you call it if there's no rain for weeks and weeks?
Drought.
Okay. Suppose it it's gotten bad enough to hurt the crops. Would you call it the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Ever heard any other terms?
Dry spell.
Okay. Well, what's the difference between a dry spell and a drought?
None that I know of.
Suppose the wind has been blowing, and it's just been a little breeze, and all of a sudden it gets real strong.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say the wind is
stronger.
Okay.
Gusty.
All right. Well, what would you say it's doing? You know, if it's been you know, just blowing a little bit, and all of a sudden it gets starts to blow real hard. It's to say it's gradually getting stronger.
Building.
Okay. Would you ever say picking up?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, say that one.
Picking up.
Okay. I suppose it's just the opposite. It's been real strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting weaker and weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And weaker. So the wind's
dying down.
Anything.
Going down.
Did you go outside early this morning?
About 10 o'clock.
That, it started to warm up by that time.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about it when you know, walked out? You say that it's pretty... It's
pretty warm.
Okay, but I mean, like today, when it was
mm-hmm.
30 last... 30 when I got up this morning.
Uh-huh. If it started to warm up?
Well, yeah. You know, you go out this morning like it was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it?
It's a nice day.
Okay. Anyway, how about on a morning in the fall when you first go in and you find it's gotten a whole lot cooler, but it's not really cold. Not enough to make you uncomfortable. It's just the kind you like to be at in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can run around without a coat, but you're not going to get sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about that?
It's a crisp day, cool.
Okay. When you really like it, what would you say about it?
It's a great day.
Okay. But, you know, specifically a cold day that you like?
The cold day that you like.
All right, if it gets cold enough to kill all the flowers and
mm-hmm.
the vegetable plants, say last night we had a...
Frost.
Okay. Suppose it was a whole lot colder than it had to be, you know, just to weave a little frost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything, you know, was covered with ice.
Mm-hmm.
And say it went down to 20 degrees, what would you call it?
A heavy frost.
Would you call it a freeze or a hard
frost? A hard frost.
Maybe. You know, a hard freeze?
I don't think I would call it that.
Okay. If it got that cold, you might look at a lake, and what would you say about it?